Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Your headliner, Ryan Hamilton's in the studio with us. Welcome back, buddy. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Your headphones working?
No.
You can turn. There's a knob there. It's called volume.
Oh, there's a volume. Yeah. I'm not. You can see I'm very technical.
You know our headphones on stage. You know. Craig Peters, your feature this weekend.
I know how the headphones work.
Yes, you do.
It's a pleasure.
Right.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, I love my
bit. You know why?
I love that bit.
You do a lot of radio because you refuse to do TV.
I call them cans.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
Should be some old radio guy here that called him cans.
Yeah,
I can't remember who that was.
That is old school, man.
Yeah.
Hand me the cans, Tommy.
Hand me the cans. And Colleen's hanging out with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets to see Ryan tonight. He's only there. He's Friday and Saturday, guys.
He's just Friday, Saturday.
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Check him out.
Lucky to grab him for four shows. Now he's very busy.
You guys got to congratulate Todd. Todd is going to be a grandpa for the first time ever.
Wow.
And he hates the word grandpa, which
you
would, because it sounds old.
Well, first of all, she ignored the mandate that everybody had to wait till 60 before they started reproducing.
You mean wait till you were 60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet.
No, you're not.
Oh. And she defied me.
She did.
And it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Ryan,
Ryan's looking at you.
Like, I'm trying to problem solve, and I got nothing. There's no way out of this. I'm
so
sorry.
We were talking about, now you're not a grandma yet either.
I'm not.
So,
I should be.
All right.
No. Seriously.
Sounds like you're shaming people there. You should be. You could be because your kids are old enough, but they don't want to have kids.
They're not there yet.
And, you know, you're not going to grandpa, Craig. Your son's just a
freshman.
I
sure hope not.
Yeah. Well, you could be, but you don't even know the first
kid. I don't
know
what he's got hidden under that bed.
No.
I don't want to know.
That sounds creepy as hell.
Yeah, it does.
All right. And, of course, Craig's a grandpa. I mean, his significant other's son, who Craig was there since he was a kid, has a son, right? Has a daughter.
Daughter. Right, so step-grandpa.
So Craig is,
yes.
She calls
yeah.
you, and how old is she?
Seven.
Are you step grandpa or just grandpa to her?
Just grandpa.
Okay, you're grandpa.
I don't want to make it too difficult for her.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to say I'm not your real grandpa.
Right.
That scares kids. That scares
Call me
kids.
Craig.
That's right. So our boss Jim came in here, Todd, and we're looking for names for you. So the German version would be, I know your German background. Apple? OPA? You ever heard that?
Opa.
Opa.
Oh, it's Opa?
Opa.
Yeah. Do you have a grandpa called Opa?
No.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Apu is the guy that runs the convenience store. And,
yeah.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure that's not
right.
German.
Yeah. Nanu, I knew that because my wife's Italian. Nanu is a grandpa in Italian. She had a Nanu. You want to be called Nanu?
No,
because you're not Italian. It'd be kind of stupid.
It's totally up to the stupid kid.
Babu.
Who tries to say grandpa, but mispronounces it.
Oh, yeah.
How about
and
Babu?
You go with that mispronunciation.
Babu.
Nah, I don't know.
That's
if I
Swahili.
Like that one. Yeah, that sounds too much like something from the Jungle Book.
Dadushka. Russian. Call you douche.
Yeah.
Like we do. Just douche. Tito.
I like that
that's
one.
That's it, Tito.
Yeah,
Tito. It's Spanish.
I like that vodka.
And he likes the vodka. Yeah.
And it's one of the Jackson brothers.
That's right. And good chance Grandpa will be drunk when the kid gets old, he'll see Grandpa drunk on Tito's.
Yeah.
That's why they call you Tito, right?
He'll associate the bottle with you.
I like that.
There will be Tito's the night he comes, or the day he or she comes, to Earth.
That's right.
And the one before that, and the one before that,
sure.
and the one before that.
And 6 months before that.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Right.
But when it happens, I believe there will be extra Tito's. It'll be more than your
congratulations.
Usual.
Yeah, amount. And to Shay and Pat, they're a great couple. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Don't his congratulate and, me. Yeah, I'm not. Have nothing
it's
to do
the
with
couple.
This.
You're the one offered abortion money for years now.
I did.
You never had you got a chance to even use that, did
nope.
you? Nope. Well, you got other kids.
There's other kids.
Yeah. Right. You might have to help Ryan out. Your son with abortion money.
No, he's on his own there.
He had a famous line here on the show, Ryan, where he said, the grandpa's got abortion money.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's kind of...
That's on T-shirts everywhere.
It should be.
It's kind of harsh. Yeah.
Well, not every grandpa has abortion money.
That's
he's,
true.
He's being yeah. a benevolent,
that's
you
true.
Know,
that's
Colleen
true.
Knows
possible
my,
grandpa.
My daughter pretty well.
Yeah, she worked there.
She's
yeah.
got a good sense of humor, and she would find none of this conversation funny.
No, she, yeah. she not yeah. not well, right now.
Right, no.
Well, her dad's on the radio.
I know.
She, of course,
she knows that.
Of course, she didn't sign up for that either.
No.
And if she gets a little touchy, we just say, break a leg.
There you yeah. go. Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's crazy the things that aren't funny when they're pregnant.
I know.
You find them out just... by chance.
It's a short list. It's everything.
You'll be babysitting here shortly. All right.
I'm sure.
So, Ryan, you didn't know that Peters had a heart attack 700 days ago?
A terrible
667 days ago, right?
So he worked with you one weekend, a couple weekends before that, had a heart attack. And
yeah, it must have been pretty close to that.
It was a little after that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
667 days, but he's alive. He's
I'm
right
alive.
Here.
You're right. Here.
He's alive right here.
I assume.
Yeah. I hope you are.
This could be some weird.
This could be really weird.
Hard to prove.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I have no proof.
Yeah.
There's something else that I've learned from a Facebook group. I mean, you can have something like a heart attack, and people will sympathize with you, and they will hear the story. You
right.
can have something like cancer. People will sympathize with you,
right.
and you'll cheer you on. And, but if you have a knee injury that a lot of people really don't understand.
Or care about.
And you try to explain it to people, yeah. you then just become insufferable.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Colleen
happens.
And I agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened with Todd, by the way. You hurt his leg a couple years ago, and we got tired of hearing about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You lost me at meniscus.
Yeah. I've been insufferable
so you just
for,
basically quoted that, thinking somebody's going to argue with you. And
no,
nobody
no.
did. Colleen went, yeah, you're
no,
right.
I finally
it
realized.
It wasn't insufferable. Your wife told me that.
God, I've been insufferable for 2 years now.
Yeah, you have been. Well, year and a half. I'll give you the first couple months.
Okay.
Yeah. After that, we didn't want to hear about it. But cancer and heart attacks, Siri, that's serious stuff, man.
It's hard to die from a knee injury.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were nowhere close to death.
Again,
you were nowhere close to death.
Yeah,
how
we could have been.
You were close to
because
limping.
That would be insufferable.
I know. The sympathy ain't coming back, by the way. Yeah, I'm not sitting here with heart attack guy and Craig, our news guy, beat cancer a couple summers ago.
No, did you see the tunnel of light?
No.
No. No, I didn't.
Yes. Peters did.
There you go.
You're right. Even screw Craig for that matter. It's Peters there that he beat death, man.
Yes, he did.
He beat it down.
Yeah. See, and I can't sit here and argue. Were your doctors watching you for compartment syndrome, which could kill you?
Did you hear
See?
That?
No.
Insufferable.
Colin didn't
insufferable.
Hear that.
Insufferable.
Colin didn't even hear that. Nobody even heard that. Was somebody talking there?
Somebody should be in a compartment.
Compartment.
Nobody heard that. So I want to ask Ryan, because Pete Lee was here on Monday. You told me off the air, but I'll get on the air. He was here Monday, and he said he's flying back to New York City. He was on the big high from his Tonight Show appearance, which he killed.
Yeah, I was there, by the way.
Oh, that's right. He said you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you just in L.A. at the time, or just he wanted a buddy to hang out with?
No, it's in New York.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It was
yeah,
in New York.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
New York.
And yeah. he just called me and asked me if I'd come hang out with
cool.
him.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
It was cool.
Yeah. Okay, so he did a great job. And he said Monday nights at the Cellar there, it's 5 minutes of new material you have to do.
Is that your New York home, the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah.
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 So he was writing. He was taking notes Monday morning. We were just riffing, and he had a couple of decent things. I said, "Use that tonight." I said, "How are we going to know if you suck tonight?" He goes, "Well, Ryan Hamilton's going to be there, and he will tell me if I sucked." But you missed a set.
Well, yeah, I didn't know I had an assignment. You guys got to let me know.
I know. We should have told you ahead of time.
Yeah,
I guess we just assumed you'd be paying attention to your friend.
No,
you know?
I mean, I don't.
Did you go up before him?
I don't even know. We were both on the same show, but we both did a couple of sets that night, I'm sure. So we were both running around, and we caught up with each other later
did
that night.
Did your five minutes kill?
Actually, I had a very good set.
Oh, there you go. Was it brand new?
It was. I didn't even. It was one of those things I just kind of winged it.
Do people cheat?
Okay.
People, on that five new stuff?
Yeah, people cheat a little bit, yeah, but...
Other comedians know, right?
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of pointless. Like, what are you doing on the show? The problem is you book it, and then you don't write during the day, and then this is what happens to me.
Right.
No discipline, so I don't write during the day, and then I got to go up on stage and go...
And riff it.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Yeah, let's talk.
And you killed him, and people would say Pete Lee bombed.
Yeah, he bombed. Pete Lee I'm pretty bombed. Sure he... He bombed. Yeah, I all mean, right. Come on.
Because he was using the pointers he got from Todd.
Yeah, we had some decent stuff.
Being insufferable.
Totally.
I'm still not hearing, didn't hear anything. Didn't hear anything. Craig, you want to join the program?
What was I watching a movie the other day? Where it was, the De Niro one.
Which one?
Comedian, I think it's just called.
I've seen the whole movie. It's not bad. I mean, it comes off, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be bad. I like De Niro. And I'm thinking, this is going to be bad. But he actually pulls off the stuff on stage fairly well.
Yeah, he has.
It's a feel good movie, and you see a lot of it coming down the pike. But you know, I liked it. I liked it. You see it?
Yeah, I haven't. I need to see it. Have I know you a seen lot. It, Ryan? Yeah.
I'm in that movie.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Because Pete Lee said he
didn't. See, I didn't see the whole thing. So
yeah, I'm in it for 4 seconds. I'm in it for 4 or 5 seconds.
You're at that table.
I'm on stage performing.
That's right.
For like 5 seconds.
Because okay, so, I asked Pete Lee, because Pete Lee had told us.
And they shoot that at the cellar?
We shot it at the cellar, yep.
Pete Lee said he was there the night De Niro was hanging out. He said, and his girlfriend at the time said, don't be nervous because you're new at the cellar. They're not going to pick you for this. And you were not new, right? So people knew you from the cellar, right?
Right, yeah.
And you got the gig. That's right. You're in the movie.
Yeah. They came to some shows, and one night I heard that De Niro was in the audience after I got off stage.
So that helped
and,
you. You
yeah, and the director, it. Taylor Hackford. And then I got a call a couple months later saying, you want to do this thing? And we did one show, and it was crazy. It was like, I think I finally got on stage about 2:30 in the morning.
And they were just
like
filming the whole thing?
Okay. It was one show, and they kept breaking.
So you had no idea if you were going to be on the editing room floor or not.
Yeah,
right?
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
It's a scene where he's just hanging out at the club, right?
Yeah, he's hanging out at the club, and he's kind of talking back and forth with comics on the stage.
Right, right.
But I'm just, you know, we just did our sets, whatever, and, you know, I did 10 minutes, and they took out 5 seconds, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, So it's not a bad movie. I'd recommend it.
No, I heard De Niro say, you know, because obviously other people wrote the material for him.
Oh, yeah.
But he delivered it well.
I think he did okay.
Yeah, and the same thing with, have you seen the, is it Netflix or Amazon series? The one that won the Golden Globe. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
No, I have not seen that.
She's a comedian. And she also expressed admiration for comedians because, you know, she plays someone who divorces and then pursues her dream of comedy. And, you know, obviously, people are writing for her, but she delivers it pretty well. And she expressed admiration for comics who actually write that and deliver that.
Which, by the way, is because remember the worst punchline was horrible. Movie Punchline? Tom Hanks and Sally Field?
No.
That was horrible. And there were real comedians in that. They were good.
Yeah.
But those two were just horrible in the movie.
I think you'd like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I will check it out.
Yeah, I think
it's
worth checking out.
Good reviews. But so, Ryan, have you seen the movie The Comedian?
I went to a premiere at the Directors Guild Theater. It wasn't like the official big premiere, but I went there.
It's an easy sit. It's comfortable.
It was good, and it was cool to watch De Niro because he went all around the city for weeks and weeks.
Did he
running sets at clubs and
took balls? Man.
Yeah. It was a passion project for him. He'd been wanting to do it for a long time. I'd been hearing about that movie for years in comics and consulted on it and whatever.
It didn't do well at the box office, but a lot of movies don't do well at the box office. But go back and check it out. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. Mr. Evans?
Did you meet all the other stars?
Well, they're all comedians, he knows.
Leslie Mann was in it.
She's an actress.
I didn't meet Leslie Mann, but De Niro was there the night that we shot, and he went on stage for a few minutes and thanked all the comedians and was very gracious and said has real respect for comedians after doing this.
I think Edie Falco plays his manager.
Yeah, she's in it too, right? Yeah. Now you can join us, Craig.
Former Virginia high school sign language interpreter and mother.
What'd she do?
32-year-old Amanda Nasser.
Who'd she bang?
Was sentenced to prison.
Oh.
For having sex with a 15-year-old student in a shaggin' wagon.
Was it a deaf student?
No word on that.
She's a sign language lady, you know.
In a van, specially equipped with a bed.
So you're
a shaggin' wagon.
So this is 1976. This happened in 1976. Because right. I know there were vans in 1976 that had beds in them.
Yes.
Buddy yep. mine had one.
Got a big Frazetta painting.
Van, yeah, exactly, yeah. That's all right with me. Yeah.
What'd you say?
The big Frazetta painting on the
yeah.
side.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Totally,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have the mural.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's not a shaggin' wagon.
Oh, they were vans. It was totally days of confusion in my town. That was a bunch of those kind of vans cruising around.
Well, that was the thing.
I know it was. Yeah. I mean, everywhere, obviously, in that time period. But this is now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen the van, but, you know, Nasser was arrested after authorities uncovered hundreds of text messages to a high school freshman. According to KTRE, she
What's
immediately
she like?
Turned the conversation to sexual innuendo.
What'd she look like?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, in sign language.
No meth face?
No.
Sexual innuendo.
No meth face?
No, no meth face.
Like the last chick? Okay.
Amanda Nasser.
All right.
N-A-S-S-E-R.
We know how to ask for SOTOM in sign language.
Well, you just do
sort
it.
Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a hand motion.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be the thing, that it was just a sign language lesson that just got out of control.
Got touchy-feely.
Yes, yes.
What's
things
this
got,
mean?
Things got yeah. crazy. And
she pantomimed
sure.
oral and one, got a busted for it.
One thing led to another.
Yeah. Put her post oh. up there on the Facebook and the Twitter. What?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see these pictures earlier. I saw different pictures.
How old is she again?
Oh, no. Nope. Wrong picture. Wrong
Did you
picture.
Type in nude again like you
no,
always
no,
do?
No, 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 no. Nevertheless, she sent nude pictures of herself to the minor and solicited sex from the minor on several occasions. She then suggested that she should befriend the teenager's mom. So she could gain access to the boy outside of school hours.
Every time I hear the word minor, don't you think of coal miner or something like that?
Always.
And I want to see a headline that says, woman arrested for banging five minors, and it's actually minors.
Right. And it's guys mining molybdenum.
they all got helmets on.
But you don't get arrested for that.
No, but they're, okay, woman
it's
caught.
Not, it's not illegal.
Caught with, illegal with five minors or something.
What if they're
like
only
that?
15-year-old minors?
Minor minors.
Minor minors.
Minor, minor minors. Yep.
I think that's illegal twice.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's against work rules.
That's a labor violation.
It's an OSHA thing. Yeah.
A minor. I read. Always hear that. I never think of the kids. I always think of a minor. Yeah. And a minor, that's a double fine, right? You banged a minor? That's just stupid. That's okay. New stuff you can try on Monday if you want. You can have that. See how bad that bombs. We'll try it tonight. Craig, yeah.
Sure, we'll write it all down for you.
Yeah, Amanda Nasser, she might be okay. It's tough to tell from the mugshot.
She mad? She sad?
She's at least mad.
Colleen, you can look at her. I know you, different point of view. I know you're thinking
yeah,
that she's
she
a creep.
She just looks like a regular young woman.
Got it.
Who,
how old is she again?
32.
Right. Needs to be locked up.
And he's 15.
And mother.
He's 15, okay.
In the shaggin' wagon.
Did you, is it late? Was the story written as shaggin' wagon?
No. Okay. But if it's a van with a bed in it.
It's a shaggin' wagon.
Right.
Making love in my Chevy van.
It just is.
But she didn't call it that. You're calling it that.
I don't know that she didn't call it that.
Maybe she did. I think it's a better story if she did.
I banged him in the shaggin' wagon.
It'd be fun to
Did
learn.
That stick the tape?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least I didn't.
We're going to need that.
It wasn't
sure.
a minor, right. though.
But now we need to learn sign language for shaggin' wagon.
I don't know.
I guess.
That's pretty advanced.
It's advanced?
Sign language.
Oh, we've seen. Have you guys done shows with a sign language guy on the side?
Yes.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. You know, but you do get a weird like connection with them where you start to go, okay, we're on the same pacing. And comedy's weird where that you got to have it this timing thing.
I would think it's so tough to do. I mean, sign language is tough anyway. They do it
right.
on top
a
of
A lot
head.
Of our experience has been the comedian eventually just ends up playing to the sign language.
Right, movie. Yeah.
Just saying dirty stuff so he can see what the dirty sign language is all about.
Yeah, right.
The oral. The oral one is just oral. We've seen that, the funny bone. But somebody was doing a fart one once, and just a hand like
you wave your hand behind your
like
butt.
Like you just ripped one. It was a fart joke or something like that. You do the Willa catheter joke, by the way. Did you ever do that with a sign language lady?
Maybe
because that involves a handy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's a great joke.
It's a
The sign language people, when they're off to the side, you kind of see them out of the your peripheral vision. And he's right. It does. They kind of get into a little time thing.
But is it weird, though, because...
Do people outside the Midwest get the Willa catheter joke?
This is the only place I do the Willa catheter joke.
Okay.
And it's a great joke.
Yeah.
It's a great joke.
And it's literary.
So I do the same joke in Kansas City, but it's Best Truman.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay. All right. Perfect. I want to hear the Best Truman version someday. I'm going to travel for the Best Truman version. Just so I laugh again and go, I'm serious. I'm going to come to Kansas City and watch you do the Best Truman version.
Because you should go on a tour of that joke.
Yeah. Do you know the joke, Ryan?
I don't know the joke.
Yeah, he'll do it tonight.
Okay.
Pay attention.
All right.
It's a classic. Don't do it now.
Where do you do it now? Eleanor Roosevelt?
We're all in Wichita, so do the Best Truman one. You can do that. You know, they would know.
Right. If I was in Wichita, I'd probably do
what?
See who's the famous
Eisenhower's wife.
Mamie
Eisenhower bit. Okay, I got it. Oh, so you do work. Who do you do when you do it in Cleveland? Who's that joke in Cleveland?
In Cleveland, the joke is you know what? I don't do the joke in Cleveland. You have to draw a line.
And is it like rock stars? You have to have it taped on the stage to remind you. So you go with the right female.
That's true.
That's why it has Beth Truman unmasking tape.
That's true.
All the comedy club rooms start to look the same. After
right on
a
the
while.
Monitor, Best Truman.
Yeah.
That's a great bit.
Well, Cleveland should be easy. There's a bunch of presidents from Ohio.
Taft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Willa Cather was a famous. It's a famous. You got to hear the joke.
Yeah, who knows Taft's wife?
Right.
I mean, I don't think she was one of the stellar first ladies.
What? But Colleen has to hire somebody like that, a funny bone or a situation like that. If one deaf person shows, you have to have that,
correct.
Right? Okay, so you see that those deaf people in the audience aren't even looking at you at all, then, right? Are they just staring at the.
They're
hearing
kinda,
you, but they're just staring at that guy.
They
kind
of position them off to their side so that they get. Them
you can see them both.
Yes.
Got it. So they will be looking.
Same thing,
so people are weird to have people laughing at you, not looking at you. Oh, that happens all the time.
Right.
People eating cheese sticks.
I'm used to that. Yeah.
There is strategic seating when it comes to that.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Put them next. Make everybody happy.
Put them next to the speaker. They don't care.
They don't care. The Best Truman. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love that joke for years. Now I know. I know there's very
one layers. Of the hidden secrets.
There's more layers to that joke now. All right. Ryan Hamilton, funnybone@omaha.com for tickets. Ryan's only here in town tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows with our buddy Craig Peters. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.